the news is Emanuel is going to be trying to shift the currently retired workers over to Obamacare when the when the state exchanges get in place. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, they'll actually be in place at the start of next year. He's going to start phasing down the subsidy that the taxpayer subsidy the city provides for retirees to get health care over the next 3 years, and by the start of 2017, they'll all either be buying their own insurance independently or, in most cases, be buying it through the Affordable Care Act that's better known as Obamacare.
So how are they going to go about implementing this new plan?
What they're going to do is the current insurance under a 25-year-old court case, a legal settlement in that case, was set to expire at the end of June. They're going to extend the coverage, which ranges from 40% to 55% of the premiums paid by the retirees who are not yet on Medicare, and also people that are getting Medicare supplement. They're going to extend that till January 1st, and then January 1st they're going to start changing the plan, so they might pay more money. They most likely will pay more money. The city will pay less. The benefits may change. There may be a higher deductible, and there may also be less benefits. So they're going to start making the city plan a lot less desirable at the beginning of next year, and then over 3 years it's probably going to get more and more costly to the retiree. And then in 2017, they'll be on their own or under the Obamacare plan.
Okay, now my next couple of questions are a little more speculative on this issue. So first of all, do you see anybody coming up to challenge the constitutionality, I guess the legality of this? I mean, is this within his purview to be able to do this legally?
Yeah, there have been some legal sabers rattled in this case, both by the union and by Clint Krizlov, who brought the original case 25 years ago that led to both the city and the pension funds subsidizing retiree health care. The unions have said that the city lowering its payments for health care for retirees could be considered impairing or diminishing pension benefits because they consider it part of the pension benefits. Of course, the state constitution in Illinois prohibits anyone from any government from impairing or diminishing pension benefits. So they could bring a case on that basis and have suggested that that's a possibility. Of course, you never know when someone talks about bringing legal action whether they're doing that as a bargaining position or they have real intent to do so. The other thing is Clint Krizlov, the attorney that represented the employee, said has said that he thinks that case was never, and it was never resolved. It was a state case, and that he'll take it back to court, and if it gets cut too much, and he'll do that on behalf of the retirees that are no longer protected. So you got potential multiple fronts going in any sort of legal action there.
Yeah, and that's what I figure. I mean, something happening this large with this contention of an issue, people are not going to stay quiet on this.
You got 30,000 people that are affected, and any one of them can sue.
Right. Moving on, the other thing is the big unknown of Obamacare itself. So, you know, we don't exactly know how these new state agencies are going to be implemented, the insurance and all that. So does this have, should the retirees who are going to be affected by this be worried about that big unknown?
I think they can't help but be worried and have a fair amount of anxiety about it because it is an unknown. And so we don't know what the state exchanges that will be formed under the Affordable Care Act will look like, what exact plans they will offer, how much of it would be subsidized by government depending on your level of income, and how much you'd pay for it yourself, and then what kind of benefits you would get. So, of course, if you're a retiree and you're especially if you have any kind of health ailment at this point, you're going to be very worried about whether that would be diminished or it's going to cost you a lot more and affect the rest of your spending habits and retirement, it's a difficult thing.
Yeah, and going along those lines, have you yourself talked to anybody who could possibly be affected by this? And if so, what have they said?
I have exchanged some emails with a number of people who would be affected by it, and they're all expressing a lot of anxiety and concern that they were pretty happy with the plan they had, and they are worried. They're worried. They don't know what's going to happen. They're very anxious to learn more. The city has promised to tell them more about details about how this will go down, you know, the type of insurance that they get and so forth in the intervening 3 years. And, you know, they all want that information as soon as possible so they can start planning or, you know, trying to fight it if that's their choice.
One last question, you know, why? Why do you think Mayor Emanuel is doing this? What's the, you know, I mean, is there some type of political reason here, or is it seriously just a money-saving issue? You know, what's the big why here?
Yeah, well, he says it will save the city, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in coming years. And certainly the city is facing a pension crisis where it'll start having pension bills come due that it, if they were to pay them absent any other changes in the pension system or the funding mechanisms, the city would basically have to diminish all of its other services down to very essential things like police protection and garbage pickup. So he's worried about that. But what you've got here is a significant amount of money, but it's not nearly a significant amount of money that could be saved if pensions were changed, if people contributed more, if they retired later, any number of things. So some, in fact, people in administration have even suggested to the Tribune that, you know, well, if we pull insurance coverage or put people on the Affordable Care Act, they may be much quicker to come to the table in terms of the pensions. And I think that the administration, I think that some other people see it as all one global problem because it's basically the cost of pensions and health care for retirees. It's all sort of one piece. And so if I think that the administration would prefer to handle it all at once, and I'd say they got people's attention.
Well said. Well, Hal, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you're a busy reporter, so thanks for answering those questions. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.